A History of HMS Smiter. HMS Smiter was a Smiter-class escort carrier. She was one of a subclass of the Ruler, or Amir-class, carriers constructed on the U.S. West Coast. Her keel was laid down on May 10, 1943 at the Seattle Tacoma Shipbuilding Company Tacoma, Washington, as a Maritime Commission C-3 type freighter hull, Seattle Tacoma Hull No. 47. The hull was purchased by the U.S. Navy for completion as the auxiliary aircraft carrier USS Vermilion, ACV 52. Her USN designation changed from ACV to CVE on 15 July 1943. She was launched on September 27, 1943. Whilst still under construction, it had been decided that CVE 52 was to be transferred to the Admiralty on loan on her completion as an aircraft carrier. She successfully completed her builder's seat trials at Tacoma on January 20, 1944 and was authorized for delivery. She was accepted on behalf of the U.S. Navy by Captain J. L. McGuigan, USN Supervisor of Shipbuilding at Tacoma, and was transferred to the Royal Navy on the same day. She was accepted on behalf of the Admiralty by Commander C. S. Belly, RN, as acting commanding officer and commissioned into RN service as HMS Smiter, pennant number D-55. Modification and preparation to enter service. After completing Admiralty acceptance tests, HMS Smiter sailed from Tacoma on January 27 and proceeded to Vancouver, Canada to be modified to meet Admiralty requirements, receive her full crew complement, and work up ready for beginning her active service. This work was undertaken by the Burrard Dry Dock Company Limited, North Vancouver, British Columbia. Her commanding officer Captain L.G. Richardson RN joined her at Vancouver. Smiter was the 13th of 19 escort carriers to be modified by Burrards. On arrival at Vancouver on January 27, she was moored in the stream. At this time, sister CVEs Queen, Ruler, Arbiter and Raja were in the hands of the Burrards yard and at the various stages of modification. Work commenced to destore and ammunition the ship before she was moved to No. 7 berth at La Pointe Pier on February 14 for her alteration work to begin the following day. This work totaled 150 separate modifications and included lengthening of the flight deck, fitting redesigned flying controls and fighter direction layout, modifications to hangar, accommodation and storerooms, installing extra safety measures including major changes to the aviation fuel storage and oiling at sea arrangements, modifying gunnery and other internal communications, adding extra W, T and R, T sets, and improved dock and ship arrangements. As work progressed, Smiter moved through the yard's various berths. The yard could be working on six different ships at any time, with separate aspects of the work carried out at different berths, the ships passing through like a production line, moving from one berth to another until complete. Smiter moved to No. 4 on March 4th, then to No. 5 on March 19th, where her alterations were completed on March 31st. Smiter sailed for Esquimalt, Victoria, North Vancouver on April 1st to enter dry dock for the fitting of additional sea valves and other remedial work. She was undocked on the 4th and began preparing for her workup and post-modification shakedown. Her modifications had taken a total of 45 days to complete. She also made a round trip to the Puget Sound Naval Yard at Bremerton, Washington to ammunition the ship, arriving there at 10:15 on April 16 and then sailed at 08:10 on the 19th to proceed to the Straits of Georgia, between Vancouver Island and the mainland, for steaming, gunnery, radar and other trials and exercises. On her return to Esquimalt, she embarked confidential books and more stores. Maiden voyage, ferry trip to Liverpool. HMS Smiter departed from Vancouver on her maiden voyage to the UK on April 31, calling at San Francisco, Norfolk, and New York. She arrived at San Francisco on May 4 and was taken in hand by the Mare Island Navy Yard for additional communications equipment to be fitted to the bridge and combat communications room, This work was done by the Netsun Navigation Company Yard and began on May 6 and completed the following day. Further stores were taken aboard before she sailed for Balboa on the 8th to pass through the Panama Canal. She departed from Cristobal on May 17 for the Naval Operating Base at Norfolk, Virginia, arriving there on the 23rd. The ship was to have defects rectified by the Naval Dockyard before putting to sea for gunnery exercises in Chesapeake Bay on June 3. On completion of exercises on the 4th, Smiter embarked the 12 Avengers and personnel of 856 Naval Air Squadron, the aircraft being hoisted aboard from the quayside. The squadron had formed and worked up in the U.S. and had flown to Norfolk from U.S. Naval Air Station, Squantum, on June 1 to join Smiter for ferrying to the UK. On the morning of June 4, Smiter embarked the 18 Corsairs and personnel of 1841 Naval Air Squadron, also for ferrying to the UK. This squadron had also formed and worked up in the US and had flown to Norfolk from US Naval Air Station Brunswick on June 2. Once loading was completed, she sailed for New York later that day. On arrival at New York on June 6, she was berthed at 35th Street Pier, Brooklyn, to undergo voyage repairs carried out by the Bethlehem Steel Company's 56th Street Yard. The work was completed on the 8th, and after loading stores and passengers, Smiter sailed in company with her sister CVE HMS Arbiter to join the eastbound convoy CU-27. This was a 15-knot convoy of 25 ships, which departed New York on June 8, 1944 for Liverpool. On reaching the UK on the 20th, Arbiter went to Glasgow while Smiter made for Liverpool, entering Gladstone Dock that afternoon. The following day the aircraft were hoisted off the ship by crane and were towed through the streets to Raffsbeek, where they were prepared for departure by the RNS section stationed there. 856 Squadron was destined for Royal Naval Air Station Macrahanish and 1841 for Royal Naval Air Station Air. Second ferry run, to New York, June 23, July 21, 1944. Smiter was allocated to Western Approaches Command for duty as a ferry carrier, and after storing and refueling ship, she sailed for a ferry trip to New York on June 23. She was again in company with Arbiter as part of convoy UC-27. Smiter arrived at Bethlehem Steel Company, Mariners Harbor, Staten Island for voyage repairs on July 4. These were completed on July 10 and the ship departed the yard at 12:30. While alongside at Staten Island, her ferry load had been embarked along with passengers and stores. Smiter departed New York City on July 10, as part of convoy CU-31. Again in company with Arbiter, and arrived on the Clyde on the 21st, Arbiter going to Liverpool this time. Under repair, July 22 to December 2, 1944. After unloading her aircraft and other cargo, Smiter was taken in hand by a Clyde dockyard for urgent defect rectification work. On emerging from the Clyde dockyard, she sailed on October 14 for Newport, South Wales for more dockyard work, this time to have her electrical system repaired. This was to be a long job. She was not ready to undertake operations until the beginning of December 1944. Deck landing training duties, December 21, 1944 to May 23, 1945. Smiter left Newport for the Clyde on December 2, 1944, and was transferred to the control of the Flag Officer Flying Training for a tour as the West Coast Deck Landing Training (DLT) carrier. From December 21, 1944 till May 25, 1945, Smiter was to operate in this role, being visited by a variety of aircraft. These mainly belonged to 768 DLT Squadron from Royal Naval Air Station Abbotsinch, December 21 to May 18, with periods of training for 767 DLT Squadron, February 1 to March 21, and 769 DLT Squadron, January 3 to May 23, both from Royal Naval Air Station East Haven. This period put the various ships' departments through their paces while training carrier pilots in the art of deck landing, and was not without its mishaps. The training period in the Firth of Clyde got off to a tragic start with the death of Petty Officer Pilot Donald Tucker RNZMVR, who drowned when his Wildcat, JV-527, swung to port on takeoff then fell overboard on December 21. The new year brought short training visits from 808 Squadron's Hellcats, which spent the day exercising with the ship on January 4 before joining HMS Key Dive the following day. A detachment of two Firefly Night Fighters from 746 Squadron, A, flight embarked from Royal Naval Air Station Hatstone and operated from Smiter between January 5 to 12 for night DLT work. One of the Fireflies, DK-430, suffered damage on the first day when a heavy landing collapsed its tail oleo. Earlier on the same day, one of 769 Squadron Avengers, FN-832, suffered an engine failure on takeoff and ditched into the sea off Rothsay. Several of 769 Squadron Barracudas ditched on takeoff, but the crews were safely rescued. Towards the end of the DLT period, on Wednesday, May 16, 1945, a member of Smiter's crew, CJX731828, able seaman Ronald Ness, was reported as missing and presumed killed. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet for operations with 21 ACS. Her tour of duty as the DLT carrier behind her, Smiter was next earmarked for operations in the Indian Ocean with the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron based in Ceylon. In preparation for this new role, she was docked in a Clyde yard on May 26, 1945 for conversion to a general purpose carrier. This would enhance her capabilities by allowing her to operate and support both fighters and anti-submarine aircraft, and become a much more flexible asset. She left the yard at the end of June and began storing ship and embarking a ferry load of aircraft for the voyage to Ceylon. On this voyage, she was to carry the personnel of 815 Squadron, which embarked from Royal Naval Aircraft Maintenance Yard, Belfast on July 1. A week later, Smiter sailed for the Far East, departing Belfast on the 7th. She proceeded to Cochin, southern India via Gibraltar, Port Said, the Suez Canal and Aden. On Friday, July 13, while in the Red Sea leading seaman, CJX160224, Frederick G. Bartlett, was lost overboard. The ship arrived at Cochin on July 27 to unload her ferry load, and 815 Squadron, to the RNS section at Royal Air Force Station Cochin. While at Cochin, the ship's company was given leave, a watch at a time, to the RN rest camp at Uttarakhand, while the ship was fumigated to combat bed bugs. Smiter next proceeded to Trincomalee, Ceylon, entering the harbour on 1 August. Smiter was assigned the pennant number R321 for service with the East Indies Fleet, but this was probably not worn. After a short workup period, Smiter re-embarked the 12 Barracuda TR-3 aircraft of 815 Squadron on August 11. Some flying was undertaken on the 16th and 17th of August, but with the end of hostilities with Japan, the squadron was no longer required for active service. 815 Squadron were flown off to the RN Air Yard at Sula on August 18, where their aircraft were withdrawn. The personnel were to return home to the UK in HMS Fencer in September. Ferry and humanitarian duties, September 2 to December 28, 1945. On her return to Trincomalee, Smiter was ordered to ferry aircraft, equipment and relief supplies to Singapore and Hong Kong. Part of her cargo was the Spitfire Mark 14s of No. 132, City of Bombay, Squadron Royal Air Force, which were being transferred to provide air defence cover for the newly liberated colony of Hong Kong. She sailed for Singapore on September 2. After a short stop there, she continued her voyage, leaving Singapore on September 11. Smiter arrived in Hong Kong on the 15th and unloaded 132 Squadron to the RAF detachment at Kai Tak Airfield. This was a joint RAF-RN airfield. For the return trip, Smiter embarked former POWs and other passengers for passage to Ceylon, and she sailed for Singapore on September 26. Smiter was to make a number of runs between Singapore and Colombo ferrying former POWs until she returned to Trincomalee on November 21. In December she was again tasked with ferrying aircraft, this time to the newly reopened Naval Air Station at Sembawang, Singapore. On the 16th the photo reconnaissance Hellcats of 888 Squadron were embarked and they were joined on the 20th by the 6 Corsairs, 6 Vengeance and 1 Harvard of 791 Fleet Requirements Unit which had recently formed at RNAS Trincomalee. Smiter unloaded the 2 squadrons to RNAS Sembawang on December 27. This was to be her last duty as part of 21 ACS and the East Indies Fleet. The following day she sailed for Trincomalee to load passengers for the voyage home to the UK. Disposal, return to US custody April 1946. HMS Smiter arrived on the Clyde on February 11, 1946 and was stood down from active service. Once her passengers were unloaded work began to storing her and removing Admiralty equipment in preparation for her return to US custody. HMS Smiter arrived at Norfolk, Virginia on the 20th of March 1946 and her commission was paid off. CVE-52 was returned to U.S. Navy custody at Norfolk Navy Yard on April 6, 1946. Her name was struck from the U.S. Navy Registry on May 6, 1946, and was stricken for disposal on May 21. On January 28, 1947 she was sold to the Newport News Shipbuilding and Dry Dock Company, Norfolk, Virginia for conversion into a passenger, cargo liner for the Argentinian Shipping Company, Dodero Line, Compañía Argentina de Navegación Dodero, S.A. She was renamed SS Artero on 16 December 1947. And entered service in 1948 traveling between Buenos Aires to Liverpool. She was renamed President Garcia in 1965 and under that name she was wrecked off Guernsey in July 1967, she was deemed to be a total loss and her hulk was salvaged for scrap and it arrived in Hamburg on November 24, 1967 for breaking. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2016, www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.